So we have an anonymous question box at idlethreat.tumblr.com/ask, and you can ask anything you like.
Don't judge me, Travis.
Two questions for Tyler. Hey, one.
Why do you hate Travis?
This is my favorite. I read this in advance. This is brilliant. One, did you ever listen to the first couple of podcasts in 2011 before you joined Idle Threat?
That's a good question.
Just to hear what the other guys have said about you.
I actually haven't even thought about that, and I totally am going to do it now.
Don't.
Well.
Don't, Tyler.
What did you say about me?
I don't think we said anything bad about you, though.
I don't believe you, Josh. Josh Oleg, I don't believe it.
I may have said I thought you were hot, but like...
that's fine.
I have here, lined up and ready to play, I have some clips from our pilot. Would you like to hear some of this? Now, Tyler...
I do want to hear this.
I sit under the table and cry.
Hang on, Luke, let's just hear how you're feeling right now. Luke, you okay?
Honestly, I was like, right, we didn't say anything bad about Tyler. I may have been a little bit creepy about her. but also because I remember your audition so distinctly. It was like because I remember, because you sang Florence and the Machine, and I go, boom, I love that. That was awesome. Put that girl through.
Okay, would you like to hear this clip now? Josh is freaking out. Josh is trying to hide on the floor. All right, let's just play this and see what happens.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to go for one of the girls. I really like, I think it's Tyler, the one with the reddish hair who sang Florence and the Machine in her audition.
She's the one who always wears lipstick, really obvious.
The Eminem vocalist one.
Yeah, she sang Eminem rap.
Did she?
Yeah.
She sang herself.
Okay. I must have missed that episode. I really like her. I think Mel B's onto a good thing with her. So hopefully she gets through to the top.
Bless your
to the
heart.
Top 12.
So there you go.
Luke, you are the best. That was the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
No worries, Tyler. See, I told you. I was going for you from the start, and you were on my team.
I was. I actually remember talking to you and you being like, no! Oh, what a cutie. You're my favourite person on Idle Threat.
There's a clip from earlier on in that episode.
Oh, is it me?
Well, it's both myself and you, Josh.
I'm excited. This is
but
so
this
funny.
This is Josh. Josh hadn't matched the vocalist who sang the Eminem rap with
me,
with Tyler. So he didn't know he was talking about you specifically. He was just talking about the song. Okay, and then I'm also involved in this. And so I'd just like to say in advance, I apologize. I just thought I'd throw that out.
Depending on the severity of this,
I'm
keeping it my apology reserved.
One of the girls did, I think it was Lose Yourself by Eminem. She sang it. And people liked it, but it was a bit weird.
It was off. I didn't, because I like the song How It Is, you know.
I have seen someone sing an Eminem song, not rap it, sing it. And I thought, hey, that's kind of cool, but... that could be one train wreck of a night.
The way she sang it was kind of a bit of all over the place. If you ask me, because like it wasn't, it was definitely like it was melodical, but it didn't really have any patterns. And songs have to have patterns. They have to have like a recurring thing that you can kind of get stuck in your head. Like
for example,
you listen to Barbara Streisand by Dark Source. It just repeats. It's repeat. All it is repetition over and over again. A little change every now and again.
Me to but because Dark Source. Duck sauce!
I'm so sorry.
That's so funny.
I feel so bad right now.
That's so funny. In my defense, they did cut out the best bit.
No, I looking back on
it,
I look.
That's so funny. See, you know what? That's why you got to be careful about Bella. Next year, she could be sitting here.
I hope she's not.
Well, so we're replacing you, are we?
Well, I'm just saying. I might quit now.
Bella's fair enough.